The University of Texas at El Paso is right on the Mexico border, and most of the students there have roots in Mexico. But curiously, for the past 100 years, the school's had close ties to a place that's thousands of miles away. Lisa Napoli has more from El Paso.
Tony Unomi and a few friends are hanging out on the campus of their school, the University of Texas, El Paso, enjoying a new 16-acre park that's just opened. They're practicing the one word they know in Dzongkha, the language of Bhutan.
Lakhanga. Lakhanga.
Oh, my God.
How do you say
it? No, Lakhanga. We need a real Bhutanese translator.
It's the word for the structure that sits on a hill on the far end of the plaza. This temple from Bhutan is a new addition here, but the fusion of Tex-Mex and Bhutan isn't. For nearly 100 years, the architecture of the school has mimicked the look of buildings in the Himalayan kingdom. Everywhere you look, from the guard shacks to the parking garage to the library. A trippy collection of sloping roofs and inset windows punctuated with mosaic mandalas. There was a time, not so long ago, when hardly anyone here at UTEP knew why.
I graduated in 1973. The only thing I knew about UTEP was the Texas Western Championship basketball team.
From 1966. Today, most current students know at least a bit about this distinguishing piece of school history.
The Bhutanese architecture. Yes, it was actually the wife of the very first president of the university. She saw an article in National Geographic.
April 1917, with the first photographs ever published from Bhutan, the president's wife thought from the pictures, the Franklin Mountains in El Paso looked kind of Himalayan.
She said, "Wow, this reminds me a lot of Bhutan. You know what, hubby? Why don't we have the Bhutanese architecture here for UTEP?" So she loved it, and ever since, the university has loved it.
And now, the university has a piece of Bhutanese architecture actually crafted by Bhutanese. The newly unveiled temple was part of a Bhutan exhibition at the Smithsonian Folklife Festival in Washington, D.C. in 2008. It was only intended to be a temporary structure, but the current university president rescued it. With some modern retrofitting like glass windows, a wheelchair ramp, and HVAC, it's been reincarnated on campus permanently.
I would say the fusion was really good, and the air conditioning, of course.
Rigdon Chengdu is a finance major from Bhutan's capital, Thimphu. He's one of 18 Bhutanese students attending UTEP, and he says the community feel here in El Paso, the vibe, the mountains, make him feel like he's back home. Not to mention the cuisine.
Here they have the jalapeno. There we have the emadasi. So that's pretty much similar.
A taste of Asia in Tex-Mex country may seem like a disconnect. But not to graduate student and El Paso native Victor Santana Melgosa.
To see Juarez right across the border and know that we're a dime's throw away, and to see this, you know, while Bhutan may be thousands of miles away, it's here on campus, and just experiencing that international style just enhances the flavor.
Perhaps the best part of this Bhutan on the border, says UTEP professor Ann Horak.
You know, El Paso's not the easiest place to get to, but it's a lot easier to get to than Bhutan.
For The World, I'm Lisa Napoli, El Paso.